This is Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. The title of this entry is Separate at Perforation. The directions on the sealed package of bandages next to me in the exam room. Separate at perforation. I stare at the phrase since I have nothing better to do at the moment. Separate at perforation. Is this a demand? Shall I separate right now? Or is this a suggestion? Should I require a bandage? Shall I at that time separate at perforation? I'm filling time here. Nothing to read but the labels on the metal machines and the plastic devices and the polyester packages. Separate at perforation. What would they do if I decide to cut the package open rather than separate it? Is there a law? The reason my brain is rattling about aimlessly is that at this moment, I am attractively attired in an open-backed hospital gown and underwear and black socks and shoes. I await the doctor and his diagnosis. I left my dignity and self-esteem at the checkout counter. My gaze returns to separate at perforation. Can't wait to separate from this place. I would even jump the perforation and head down the road were I able. Let me out of here. My brain nudges me. No, remain calm. The apparition on my right shoulder commands calmly. I think some of the anesthetic has not yet worn off. Again, later, sitting alone after the doc has dismissed me, I await being stripped of my rank as patient. I will be shuttled through the discharge system by a distant wheelchair operator after things are removed from my arm. And at some time, after the band around my wrist disappears, after little sticky patches affixed to my body are ouched away, after that is a part of the vivid past, I will return home and take a shower. Gonna wash that hospital right out of my hair. Gonna find a way to make the sticky patches and icky feeling disappear. Gonna write my way back to normalcy. Gonna tell you more about my now perforated and mended body than you want to know. More than you need to know. On second thought, I won't bore you with further details. You've had enough of me for one day. Go have some fun on your own. And avoid all the perforations you can during this beautiful pause in time.